FM 107.9.
This is Bay FM 107.9.
That's right, you're tuning to Bay FM 107.9. Quite a triple play there. We had, four song play. Craig Lucas featuring Good Luck with Better, one of my favorite songs these days. Imagine Dragons Follow You, Early B featuring Annie with Forever or Never, and Coldplay with their hit Higher Power. And we have Mr. Jonathan Raters in studio.
Is it so, guys?
Good evening, sir. How are you doing?
I'm good. And you guys?
Very well, thank you. Thanks so much for availing the time, sir. Jonathan, if you don't mind telling us a little bit about yourself, and your journey, maybe just starting the conversation about how you entered entrepreneurship.
Yes, I'm Jonathan Raters, all the way from Extension 36. I was staying in Extension 32 not so long ago, about 10 years ago. And my journey as an entrepreneur started when I decided I want to be my own boss, do stuff for myself. And so I went on to a program called Social Next. And at Social Next, they taught us how to start your business without anything,
with
just what you have. And I went on to NYDA, which is the a National Youth Development Agency, which they started funding me. And yes, 4 years later, this is where I am, at the J-Cuts Barbershop, Extension 29.
Wow.
This is purely what I wanted to do all my life. I wanted to do everything for myself, my own boss, young entrepreneurship.
That's what it's about.
Yes, that's what it's about.
Awesome. It's going to take a bit of a rewind. So, where exactly you said you grew up, and to which school? Which school did you attend?
Primary school. I went to a lot of different primary school because my mom was a domestic worker, so we had to move a lot. Staying with family and so on. But school in northern areas was Kronenberg Primary.
Okay.
Which I attended.
Shout out to Kronenberg.
Yes.
Primary people out there.
Yes.
This is your man, Jonathan.
Mr. Tasibane and Mr. Sure. Meyer. Yeah, and from there, I decided, man, let me go into something else, like dancing.
Wow.
Becoming a dance instructor, starting my own crew, which we back in the day we called the Crew 504 Boys.
This was during school, right?
Yeah, no, this was after school.
After school, I see.
Yes, okay. And a lot of other things, man, just to keep myself busy, because nowadays, as young people, we need to keep busy,
Wow, okay. So Kronenberg Primary, and any other school that you want to mention, maybe teachers or so? I like to feature that.
Mr. Meyer, he was one of the teachers that would always motivate us to say, guys, you need to do something with your lives. And it's just so unfortunate that most of the guys that I went to school with, most of my friends, they're not alive today.
Sure.
You see, but it's all based on the decisions that we make in life.
Yes, unfortunately, right?
Yes.
You have to take ownership and make the right decisions at the end of the day. It doesn't matter what comes your way.
Yes, it's all about you.
Yeah.
It's not about us. It's not about a lot of other people, but it's all about you based on where you're going to get yourself in life.
Sure, sure. Well, sir, so inspirational. You mentioned that you... So after school... Just like myself, I'm sure you didn't have the opportunity to actually go and study or complete
study. Even complete school, dropping out of school, sitting at home, sketching ahead, what are you going to do? But making a bad decision in the beginning.
Yes.
So now you have to make up for it.
What was that decision, that bad decision at the beginning?
I think it's basically choosing the wrong type of friends.
Yes.
Unfortunately. And then thinking that life is all about receiving, but just to find out in the end that you have to actually work for what you want. Mm. Yeah, so, and then keeping myself busy, I had to, because I was more interested in dancing, hip-hop, So
wow, so you into hip hop? This is almost so any as the contemporary.
As the hip hop, Alanuma must know the dancing above.
Oh way,
as we did, like the documentary we did for my Social Next. Sure. Yeah, where the documentary is on Social Next, which I shared.
Yeah.
Early in the year. Yeah, and a lot of things that I started doing because I mean, like, you drop out of school, what are you gonna do now?
Sure.
You see, you're going to work, but after work, what are you going to do? You need to do something. As I always say that if you put a young man on the corner of a street and he doesn't have anything to do, what goes through his mind, you know?
Yes.
So, So I decided, no, man. Me and a group of guys decided we're going to come together. We're going to start a dance crew.
Yeah.
And went on to the northern areas.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember this this crew. Most recently, a few years back, Transformers.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
Yes, the guys in Transformers, Royden, okay, and Luciano.
They
those
used to dance
those
with
guys, you? They used to dance with me. We started the group together.
Wow. You know, you're changing the narrative there because, I mean, our people, you know, coming from the northern areas, it's always either a good job.
Yeah.
Or you can work by Edgar's, you know what I mean? Or by ShopRite, you know what I mean? And that's kind of the narrative, right?
Yeah.
So I think we have to think about the arts more, right? To think of, but how can we make things happen?
Yeah, and keep busy as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Always moving. Yeah. And I think that's testament. Now, with your dancing, I know you also were part of a program that was funded. If you don't mind telling us about that.
NYDA.
No, I mean the, what was it, the love?
Oh, the Love Life,
Love Life program.
So a friend got me into Love Life, and, you know, we used to talk about a lot of adult stuff back then. And so we would teach the kids about, at primary schools, especially Estrelatia, because I was based at Estrelatia, me and Lindell.
Yeah.
We would be speaking about, if I can call it now, sex.
Education.
Yeah, education, sex education, and not only
which is needed,
education,
you know?
But also respecting yourself, you know.
Yes.
Respecting your body, respecting the next person, you know.
Sure.
So, we used to do a lot of those and have a lot of fun programs for the kids as well. Know, interact with the teachers, maybe give a good angle of sometimes not, how can I put it now, not taking out your frustrations on the kids, but how can I put it, see where the child is coming from,
yes,
you know, because
being able to have an open conversation with the child, right?
Yeah.
Not just jy moet nie so praat nie, of wie jy om so daar het 'n groot kop, you know, that kind of thing.
And I mean, our schools should learn this because the kids get there, you don't know what the kids is facing.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you need to keep an open mind as to, like, I see this child is troubled, so how can I help? You know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it would help if we have a lot of young people coming out of school, who doesn't have jobs nowadays, to go and interact with the kids. You know, and I mean, like, bring back dancing again.
Yeah.
Like Early B, look where Early B is
today. Yeah.
I mean, a lot of guys now in the northern areas, they would have been there. It's purely on giving up, you know.
That's it.
It's purely on giving up. I mean, like, my message would be don't give up.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what, don't give up, because I come from a home where my mom was a domestic worker. I didn't have the cell phone, I didn't have the clothing, nothing.
Yeah.
I had to go with what I had. You know?
Yeah. Wow. And you say your barbershop's still going strong, and if you don't mind telling us about that, you know, are you based? Where are you based?
Yes, 4 years later, and on the 1st of September this year, the barbershop turned 4 years.
Wow!
And,
congratulations!
You know, I was excited, man, because I think, like, I'm not a type. I wasn't the type that would be patient, you know.
But and wait things
come
out,
yeah, with this business. Gained patience, and that's why I learned patience, and I had a lot of challenges as well in the business, but I kept on pushing, you know.
Sure.
Jacob's Barbershop is based in Extension 29. A lot of people would know Dr. April. It's next to Dr. April's surgery. Mm-hmm. You know, and yeah, 4 years later, I said, yeah, I am.
Yeah, and your clientele, are you servicing mainly the guys in the area, or do you also offer, you know, services for ladies?
The guys, they come from a lot of surrounding areas. Some of the guys would come from Isinyoka, just not far from Extension 29, to come and support the barbershop, ladies as well.
Sure.
I had an uncle from Tsitsikama, John. He used to come every month.
A regular.
Just to have his haircut.
There is that thing, right? That you have your barber. I mean, yeah. He's an Indian, though. He's from India. He's original.
Yeah. And I mean, like, the uncle taught me one thing is, like, I come from a barbershop where I used to work at the size and extension to 31, Charles Roy. And Charles taught me, like, you need to be specific when it comes to the uncles, the elderly, because they need their cut a specific way. Yeah. So this uncle, he became part of that, and he would come once a month just to cut his hair. And unfortunate now, today he's a bit sick, so he can't travel anymore. And you see, so my customers, they're very committed to me.
Yeah, I'm sure with COVID, though, you had some curveballs there. Did you have to travel to your customers, or how did you go
about? At some point, yes. Yeah. At some point, I had to travel, like, especially some of the customers that are wheelchair-bound.
Yes.
So I had to travel to some of them, even working from home.
Yeah.
Before I opened the barbershop, I had to work from home, so I had to travel a lot, you see.
I see. And, you know, I think it just comes down to, you know, earlier on I was chatting to Dr. Kempi van Rooyen, and he was telling us that we have in life, you really, the weather, you don't have you can't make a decision.
Yes.
Tomorrow's going to be a sunny day, right? We're born into situations. We experience things in our areas, wherever we are. All of us are thrown all of these things, but we can decide how we will respond, you know? And I love your message, you know, that just keep busy.
Yeah, just keep busy. Because, I mean, if you don't keep busy, then your mind goes to all the wrong places, you see. So, I mean, like, if you keep busy, then at the end of the day, you would have that vision.
Yeah.
And if you have a vision, you have a mission, you see.
Sure.
And that's where you start completing your life, start building your life until you reach your certain... I mean, like, for me... I always listen to what the rich people are saying, like the billionaires.
Yeah.
For instance, Bill Gates, he says that he's never too rich or too old to learn.
Sure.
That's right. So he learns everything. Every day he learns something new.
Yeah. Wow. Do you have any other message that you'd like to send out to, you know, young aspiring entrepreneurs? Because I think a lot of us are still stuck in the narrative of ons wil... You must me iets gee om, you know, gee me iets om a business to start. You know, do me, you know, fill the forms for me, do this for me.
Yes.
Is there a free service for me, you know?
Exactly.
And I think we all kind of, you know, after apartheid, unfortunately, the born frees have been stuck in that narrative.
Yes. So everything would come to you.
Yeah, would come to you. Now it's going to come to you. But there is an element where you have to do something. And what's your message?
My message would be, say to the guys, young entrepreneurs in Nelson Mandela Bay and across South Africa, would be, guys, don't wait, because you would wait, and the more you wait, the older you get, and at the end of the day, then you're going to see, like, yeah, I'm 40-something now, and I haven't done anything with my life, I'm still waiting for the sponsor to come through, you see, so don't wait. A social next taught us to start with what you have.
Yeah.
You see, you have, for instance, like, they would say that you have a God-given talent.
Yeah.
God has given you a talent, so you have to use that talent. If you don't use that talent, you can't come back and say, yes, God, but I asked you. God can't give you the work. God can't take you to the sponsors. God can't give you, say, for instance, in my job, in my work, give you the clippers.
Yeah.
You have to stand up and say, look here, I need a pair of clippers. Don't you have old clippers? You see, you have to actually go out and start your future, because if you don't do it, who's going to do it?
I hear you. So you gotta start somewhere,
and you gotta
decide and make that decision that you are going to actually get up and go out there, right?
Yes.
I think also it's more of a challenge, right? Depending on what you're given.
Yes.
Some people get used to just receiving.
Yes.
And they get stuck in that. but others who are taught to fend for themselves, as you iets wil hê, moet jy dit gaan kry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a constant cycle of receiving.
Mm.
And I mean, like, they say that a pastor will pray for you, but if you don't believe, you're not going to get healed.
Sure.
You see, so you actually have to do something.
You have to believe. Yeah.
Because if you don't believe in your pastor is going to get me healed, then how is God going to do His work? You see, so you actually have to do something for yourself.
Sure, sure. Well, Jonathan, has been really, you know, inspiring speaking to you. And I wish you all the best with your business. And, you know, I think your kind of message just motivates people again, just to think, you know what, I might not have everything, but I can start somewhere. Right?
I can do it.
Yeah, and I can make a decision. I can get busy tomorrow. And I mean, getting busy, as you said, you were busy dancing,
yes,
and then something else opened up, and then something else opened up, right?
I mean, like, if you can start somewhere,
yeah,
you never know who's going to see.
Sure.
You never know who's going to see. It's like, yeah, it's like maybe, say, for instance, your daughter plays football.
That's exactly what she does, actually.
And she's there every Saturday. She's there playing every Saturday. But she's playing with a passion.
Yeah.
But now you see, say for instance, Jurgen Klopp is sitting somewhere, and he recognizes her. You see, now she constantly went out because this is a passion.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't think that someone of that caliber was going to see her.
Yes.
But now she's assigned to go to Germany or go to the UK, for clinic, a soccer clinic or something. You see, so you have to actually start somewhere. You never know who's going to see.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your time. I'm going to connect with you again in future, you know, about your journey. And it's just great to hear that there are people, you know, in our areas making a difference and still getting up motivated,
you know,
wanting to do something, wanting to earn an honest living
instead of just
getting a, you know, some scam or something.
sitting somewhere.
You know, or sitting somewhere and just dependent on their parents, etc. So thanks again for your time.
Thank you guys for having me.
All the best. Thanks. Right. Thanks.